The hangman coughed, impatiently lifted his cowboy hat and settled it again, a gesture somehow reminiscent of a turkey buzzard huffing, then smoothing its neck feathers. And Hickok, nudged by an attendant, mounted the scaffold steps. "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed is the name of the Lord," the chaplain intoned as the rain's sound accelerated, as the noose was fitted, and as a delicate black mask was tied round the prisoner's eyes. "May the Lord have mercy on your soul." The trapdoor opened, and Hickok hung for all to see a full 20 minutes before the prison doctor at last said, "I pronounce this man dead." A hearse, its blazing headlights beaded with rain, drove into the warehouse, and the body, placed on a litter and shrouded under a blanket, was carried to the hearse and out into the night. Staring after it, Roy Church shook his head.
"I never would have believed he had the guts to take it like he did. I had him tagged a coward."
The man to whom he spoke, another detective, said, "Aw, Roy, the guy was a punk, a mean bastard. He deserved it." Church, with thoughtful eyes, continued to shake his head. While waiting for the second execution, a reporter and a guard conversed. The reporter said, "This your first hanging?"
"I seen Lee Andrews."
"This here's my first."
"Yeah? How'd you like it?"
The reporter pursed his lips.
"Nobody in our office wanted the assignment."
"Me either.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Just like jumping off a diving board.
Only with a rope around your neck."
"They don't feel nothing. Drop, snap, and that's it. They don't feel nothing."
"Are you sure?"
"I was standing right close. I could hear him gasping for breath."
"Uh-huh,
but he don't feel nothing. Wouldn't be humane if he did."
"Well, and I suppose they feed them a lot of pills. Sedatives?"
"Hell no. Against the rules." "Here comes Smith."
"Gosh, I didn't know he was such a shrimp."
"Yeah, he's little. But so is a tarantula."
As he was brought into the warehouse, Smith recognized his old foe, Dewey. He stopped chewing a hunk of double mint gum he had in his mouth and grinned and winked at Dewey, jaunty and mischievous. But after the warden asked if he had anything to say, his expression was sober. His sensitive eyes gazed gravely at the surrounding faces, swerved up to the shadowy hangman, then downward to his own manacled hands. He looked at his fingers, which were stained with ink and paint, for he'd spent his final 3 years on death row painting self-portraits and pictures of children, usually the children of inmates who supplied him with photographs of their seldom-seen progeny. "I think," he said, "it's a hell of a thing to take a life in this manner. I don't believe in capital punishment, morally or legally. Maybe I had something to contribute. Something..."
His assurance faltered. Shyness blurred his voice, lowered it to a just audible level.
"It would be meaningless to apologize for what I did. Even inappropriate. But I do. I apologize.